My friend, you're here because you want English skills that help you connect with people on a deeper level. So join the free accent training community on school.com today and get some momentum going with your American accent development. Open the link in the description and request to join the free accent training community while spots are available, my friend. Welcome to the English Out Loud podcast, a podcast where I give you tips on how you can enhance your spoken English. My name is Pat. I'm from Toronto. I live in Mexico at the moment. And I'm actually currently doing another episode live. I'm going to make a good thing out of this in the future, most certainly. But I'm doing another episode live. I've got a good audience at the moment between Instagram Live, handful of people, and on Clubhouse here, I've got a handful as well. I think I got my own mom in the audience. Isn't that sweet? Thanks for showing up, Mom. Anyway, today, what I'm going to be discussing is the stressed R sound. And I have with me here a volunteer named Adriana who wants to practice a little bit with me. She is a Spanish speaker, and Spanish speakers roll their R's. They're notorious for it, getting that R kind of sound. As I mentioned, it's not a bad sound by any means. It's actually a nice, pretty sound. However, in English, we don't use it that much. And if you're working on developing an American accent, well, when R is starting a word, we certainly don't want to make that sound. So what can you do about it? Well, I'm going to give a quick rundown on how to make an R sound. When we're pronouncing the R, we start out by first bringing the jaw down and pronouncing a sound like ah. Adriana, could I hear you say again, once more if you don't mind, for the podcast here, ah.
Ah.
Very good. That's like when a dentist, when you go to the dentist office, what they would ask you to say. After that, we want to pull the tongue back and bunch it up. We bunch it up as if it's a little ball in the back. We bring the blades of the tongue, the sides of the tongue, to the roof of the mouth, and we tense it back there, and it sounds like rrr. So could I hear you make this transition once more, Adriana? Arr.
Arr.
Very good. Flawless. Now, we want to add in a kind of W movement, you know, with the lips, where they flare like a wuh, wuh. So we get ah-ra. Can I hear that there? Ah-ra.
Ah-ra.
Good, very good. And now we're going to take off the ah part, and let's just get the ra. Could I hear that there? Yes, ma'am. Very good. Here's what we're doing here for today. Muscle memory exercises for the W and for the R sound. You see, when we pronounce an R at the start of a word, like a R, we make a lip movement like a W, like W. Considering the lip movement to make a W and the movement to make an R, a stressed R, are both the same movement. What we're going to do right now is practice reading out a whole bunch of sentences that have these two movements. Okay, what I'm going to do is just read these out, and I'd like you folks to practice after me. If anybody wants more, you know, work, more material on this afterwards, not a problem. You can just send me a message on Instagram, and I'll get back to you with some solid material to work with. Let's see what we've got here. So, repeat after me these words here with W's and R's, really exaggerating the lip movement between the W and the R. We were right. Adriana, can I hear you say that there? We were right. We were right.
We were right.
Very good. So, lips stretched out and a clear W and R sound on all those. Very good. How about the next there? When were we wrong?
When were we wrong?
Very good, very good. We were really worried.
we were really worried.
That's sounding good. Now, on that word there, worried, I just want to point out, notice I'm not pronouncing the O in worried like worried. You know what I mean? I'm getting it like an er. Can I hear you say that kind of like were?
Were. Worried.
We'll look more at that first R sound and later on, but let's move on to the next example. We were rushed.
We were rushed.
Very good. And then how about we rode rowing roads? Yeah, now it's getting tricky. Here's what I'm going to do. We're going to take this two words at a time. Can I hear we rode?
We rode.
Rowing roads.
Rowing roads.
Very good. Very good. Now, the one after that, what went wrong right where we were? Well, I'll do two words at a time. What went wrong? Sorry, that's three words.
What went wrong?
Very good. Right where we were.
Right where we were.
That's good sounding. I'm not hearing that R roll one bit. Sounding very clear. After that, it starts to get a little longer. Why were the rocky roads overwhelmingly winding?
Why were the rocky roads overwhelmingly winding?
There you go. Why risk wasting away? Can I hear that? Why risk wasting away?
Why risk wasting away?
When we would rather.
When we would rather.
Remain without worries.
Remain without worries.
Good. And could I hear again now? Rather remain without worries.
Rather remain without worries.
Very good. Very clear sounding. I can hear, just in the way that you pronounce it, I can hear that you are really stretching out those W's to pronounce that nice and clearly. So, very good stuff.
Thank you.
No problem. And I'm going to give you just one more here. The trickiest one of all. So we'll take it a couple words at a time. Wrongdoers risk witnessing. Can I hear those three words? Wrongdoers risk witnessing.
Wrongdoers risk witnessing.
Relentless wrath.
Relentless wrath.
Good TH. Very good TH sound. Throughout rural roads.
Throughout rural roads.
All right, all right. These sentences that I've been reading off here are all a little bit silly sounding. And indeed, you know, they're nonsense sentences. I just put all these words together that kind of fit, you know, with W's and R's. Now, as I mentioned, this is how, when we pronounce the R, when we pronounce the W, we make those same movements. The more that you practice these exercises, the easier this will get. This does take time to develop. To get a good, strong R sound, your muscle memory is not going to develop overnight. It's something that you've got to focus on, you've got to repeat dozens, hundreds, thousands of times. But you can effectively do this with a little bit of focused effort. This has brought me to just about wrapping up this podcast episode for today. I'd like to thank Adriana for participating in today's recording. Thank you very much. You are indeed helping people all around the world learn to pronounce words with a stressed R confidently. So thank you. Now, I understand, of course, this is a shorter episode than usual, but I mean, honest, this gets the ball rolling. In my opinion, to really help adjust the muscle memory, repeating those exercises is gonna just kick things off in a very effective way. And just so that you can effectively follow along, check the description. I've written all of the exercises in there. Write them down yourself, memorize them, read them out. They may help you in the long run. And if you found that this helped you out today, feel free to hit subscribe to that podcast. Feel free to share this with a friend. You know, the best way that podcasts are shared, or the most common ways, well, they say through word of mouth. So if you got a buddy of yours who you think they've got a pretty good R sound, but with a little bit of practice, they could get it crystal clear. Send it on over to them. I'd appreciate it. I'm sure they will too. Anyway, have a wonderful day. Enjoy your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner. Get a little exercise. Get some vitamin D. You know, get out in the sun a little bit. It's free. It is an absolutely free vitamin, and it helps your body absorb other vitamins to keep you healthy. And that's what we all need. So get some vitamin D, and then your body will enjoy your meals that much better. You'll get more benefits from them. Have a good one. I'm opening my doors of enrollment for the month of May. I've got 5 accent training spots available for 5 accent learners who want to see predictable progress learning to communicate in English with the same habits, the same patterns, and the same sounds that Americans use naturally. I've got limited space available this month, my friend. So apply right now through the link in the description if it's important for you to learn to speak English in the way that Americans listen for.